You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. New episodes every Monday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Hey, Tree, go out and get us a big-time goalie and lose the so-called star. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Flames Unfiltered. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube. September 20th, 2020, episode 73 of the show. And this is another big, big episode as we head into full swing on the roster restructure. And you know what, hockey fans, this year, I don't know why it seems different than any other offseason. Well, probably because it's the timing. Yeah, it's all weird this year. Everything in 2020 has been weird. But rumors are flying this year like crazy, a lot more than I expected. And I don't know if it's just because we've had so much time to sit at home and look at our team's rosters, or if it's the fact that, there's so many UFAs, so many RFAs, so many goalies available, just so much cap uncertainty. The general managers just don't know, exactly how to handle it. And it's going to be really, really interesting to see how it all works out. And it's going to be a really busy off season and it should be a ton of fun. And Calgary's really in the mix on so much stuff. So that's going to make it really, really exciting. And I don't know. I'm really looking forward to it this year. I have just huge anticipation for something really, really big, and I hope I'm right on this one. It's time to shake this team up. It's time to make some moves. It's time to have a new Flames team come out, and one that gets us past the first round. Speaking of rounds, Dallas Stars, a team that knocked us out, takes a 1-0 lead against Tampa. Game 2 tomorrow night. And that series has been pretty good so far. I like this one, and I know it wasn't the stereotypical rah-rah fun teams to watch series, but I've enjoyed it so far. A little bit of hate in this one, and it's been pretty good. Bettman standing strong at his press conference here the other day in the state of the National Hockey League. He's still steadfast on that December 1 start date, and man, I hope he's right. I want that, but even more so, he's steadfast on the 82 games, and I don't know how that's going to happen because I do not want to be playing hockey in the middle of summer like we are this year. But I guess we'll see. Let's move on to this episode. This is going to be a fun episode. This roster restructure has been a blast. This is phase 3 of it. And it's the Stanley Cup final edition of Flames Unfiltered. And yeah, there's bad news. The Flames aren't playing and haven't been playing for weeks, but this is another fun edition. I get to speculate on what I would do if I was the GM of the Flames. First up, I'm going to talk about goalies. And I'm going to be bold on the goaltenders on what I think should happen. Then we'll move on to the forwards where I trade a fan favorite who has a horrible habit of flaming out in the playoffs. Yep, you know who I'm talking about, Flames fans. And then we'll jump into a busy edition of Flames news where we discuss engagements, goals, Kraken, prospect injuries, jerseys, and then we'll wrap the show up with a controversial Facebook poll. Trade Johnny Gaudreau or keep Johnny Gaudreau? You'll love the response and you'll love the answers that we got from the fans, the listeners, the guys in Calgary who watch this team every day. Thanks for all the support. I love bringing this show to you. It's always been fun, and I can't wait for this offseason to get over and we get back to some Flames hockey.
Balls can hurt, but yours don't have to. At Manscaped, we save balls. Prevent manscaping accidents with the Lawnmower 3.0. Featuring skin-safe technology by Manscaped.
Get 20% off and free shipping when you use promo code THPN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
All right, let's talk Calgary Flames goaltenders. And you know what? It's time. It's time to go out and get that big time goalie. All right, if I was in charge, this is what I would do with the goaltenders. First off, I would sign RFA Tyler Parsons to a 2-year, $800,000 deal. And then I would make the trade. The trade would be the first round pick, 19th overall, 2020, and Adam Ruziska to Arizona for Darcy Kemper. So the 2020 goalies for the Flames would be Darcy Kemper and David Rittich. Darcy Kemper making 4.5 with two more years remaining on that. David Rittich at 2.75 with one more year on that. In the farm system, we'd have Zega Doolin and Parsons in Stockton, and Dustin Wolf waiting in the wings playing in the Western Hockey League. Well, I wanted to sign Talbot, and I think that if the Darcy Kemper thing was not able to work out, that you could get Talbot at 3.5 for 3 years. He did everything to prove his worth. And honestly, if this team came back with a Rittich Talbot, I don't think it would be horrible. I think it's a great 1A, 1B option. I don't know if Riddick's a 1B, but Rittich, I shouldn't be so hard on him. But I just, it's been tough to watch him down the stretch the past 2 years kind of fall apart. The reason I would go after a Darcy Kemper would be that it would be the first time since Mika Kiprasov left that the Flames had a top five legitimate goaltender. Now, I wouldn't rule out going after Jacob Markstrom first because he is a UFA and you could re-sign him without losing anything. But, and I hate to give up a first round pick. We'll talk about how I would regain that back or close to that later on in the show. But, you know, I think that it's time we have that goaltender. Now, yes, I know people will say, well, goaltending hasn't really technically been the problem the last couple of years. And I can't disagree. I can't. But the fact is we haven't advanced like this team needs to. And part of the troubles in the last decade has been the fact that we haven't had a Mika Kiprasov or anything close to a Mika Kiprasov. We talked last week about all the goaltenders this team has went through, and it's kind of a sad, sad story. If you had a Kemper and Rittich, I would look at Rittich as a strong backup. As much as I wanted him to be a starting goalie in this league, he hasn't proven himself to be able to do that. And two tries is enough for me. This league is a results now, and two tries is just enough for me. If you can't get Kemper or Markstrom, you know, I would go to Talbot over a Matt Murray. I would go to him over a Braden Holtby. There's just lots of goalies out there that I would go to Talbot. And honestly, I think Talbot would be my third pick. Everybody talks about Dustin Wolf, and Dustin Wolf is a good prospect, but you can't rush goaltenders, and he's still in juniors and he's been very good, but the level of goaltending in junior up to AHL, up to NHL is a huge, and some goalies can make that jump, i.e. Carter Hart, but some goalies can't. It's just a different speed and a different shot. I pray that Dustin Wolf's our goalie of the future. That would be amazing. He's a strong prospect. What he did last year in the Western Hockey League is flat out amazing. Now, looking at weaknesses going into goaltending next year, man, if you had a Kemper Rittich, I don't know what it would be, because Darcy Kemper's proven to be a top 3-4 goalie in this league over the last 2 years. He really has. If you look at his numbers, it's been flat out amazing. Now, the rumors are rumors, and you hear rumblings, and you hear that Calgary is involved in talks for Kemper, and I hope they are. But I'm also hearing that from the top three insiders in the industry. And I treat that seriously when I hear that from those guys. I hope he is. Another positive sign is that Arizona signed Aiden Hill to a one-year, one-way contract. So that means that either Ranta or Kemper's on the move. And with the salary cuts coming like they say they're coming, how would it not be Kemper moved out? It's going to happen. Kemper is going to be somewhere next year. And I'm sorry, but man, would Darcy Kemper look good in a Calgary Flames jersey?
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Roster restructure for the forwards. And yeah, I got a lot of movement in the forwards and stuff I would do. And let's get started right away with signings. I think number one thing you got to do with the forwards is you got to go sign restricted free agent Andrew Mangiapane. He's progressed very, very well and is definitely a bright spot in Calgary. I would go out, get him wrapped up at 3.25 for 4 years. I think that's safe. I hope he keeps, it's slightly high, but I hope he keeps progressing upwards, and I think he will. I'd also sign unrestricted free agent Tobias Reeder. I'd give him $1 million a year for 2 years. What else can we ask for? This guy was great in the playoffs, and most importantly, he is amazing on the penalty kill and does a great job and would fit in well on our fourth line. I would also sign restricted free agent Glenn Godden to a $900,000 a year contract for 2 years, and I think he gets a spot on the roster this year. It's time that some of these prospects move up. I would also go sign an unrestricted free agent that was not part of the Flames, and this is one that I would go out there and sign for offensive depth. He's a former first rounder, 21st overall in the 2011 draft from the Ottawa Senators. Last year he played in San Jose. I would go get Stefan Nosen. I think he would be good player to fill in. Big body, upside there. Do we need to expect a lot from him? No, but he's that stopgap for injuries. Now that leaves some guys unsigned, and I would not sign Mark Jankowski. He's a restricted free agent, by the way. We've given him time and time again opportunities to prove himself, and we've gotten no results. It's sad because he is a first round pick that just didn't work out for Calgary. He was a pick that Jay Feaster made, and I remember the day he picked him, I thought, that's really projecting out, and this guy's really unproven, and let's see how this one goes. Well, it didn't go very well. I would also let unrestricted free agent Zach Ronaldo go. I'm not sure that we need this style of player. Austin Zarnik, I think he is an unrestricted free agent. He got 1.25 last year. He was really not given a chance. Started to play well, got injured, never really made it back, and left the bubble. And I had my rumor and I had my speculation on why he left the bubble, and the fact that when Tkachuk went down, he didn't get a look, and that was enough for him. He wasn't re-signing in Calgary, and he went home. Now, unrestricted free agent Alan Quine and Buddy Robinson, I would seriously consider both of them for insurance, two-way only contracts. I guess that would just depend on what else you could head out there in those lower price tag insurance type guys. The trade I would make, and this is what you've all been waiting for. I would trade Johnny Gaudreau to Carolina for Ryan Dzingel and a 2020 second round pick. That would be the recoup, not quite a first rounder like we gave to Kemper, but close. Ryan Dzingel is a guy in Carolina last year that had 21 goals, 29 assists, 30 points in 64 games. I like Ryan Dzingel's style. And I know, and when I posted this on Cap Friendly, I got crucified. And I'm probably going to get crucified on Facebook, Twitter, and everything after this. But let's face facts, guys. Johnny Gaudreau is a good hockey player. And I think he's a good person, too. I do. But here's the problem I have with Johnny Gaudreau is, he doesn't produce when you need a guy to produce. And everybody says, well, yeah, but he had 99 points and he did this and he did that. And he did, but he didn't have that last year. Not even close, as a matter of fact. And everybody says, well, you'd only get Ryan DeZingle and a 2020 second round pick. Yeah, but what's the return really on a guy that can't produce in the playoffs? And should we give him away for free? No, we shouldn't. But if I told you that we were going to trade Johnny Gaudreau for Darcy Kuemper even up, you'd say, well, okay, well, that's kind of what I did in the fact that I flipped a first and second, which, yeah, okay, there's a difference between a first-round pick and a second-round pick. But I get Ryan DeZingle for Rizziska, which I would take that. He had some winger depth for us. I think this is a reasonable trade. Plus, we'll save some salary on this, which is critical when it comes to signing other players. What would it be like to have Gaudreau gone? Yeah, we lose some points. But think about the positives. He's been a no-show, two playoffs in a row. The only playoffs that he was even worth a darn was his very first, and that's when he was trying to prove himself as an everyday NHLer. His effort level is questionable at best. Johnny Gaudreau needs a new fresh start. Plus, I don't think Johnny Gaudreau, as much as he says he loves Calgary and that this is his second home, is going to sign with us. Think about this. If Johnny Gaudreau would have came out this summer and said, now, you know, I'm not really a huge fan of Calgary. I want to get back home onto the East Coast in the States. But I'm going to try hard and I'm going to play out my remaining contract here. And then I'm going to leave because I want to go home. How would that have went over? What do you expect Johnny Gaudreau to say when the press asks him, how do you like it in Calgary? What do you think he's going to say? Like, let's be serious, you guys. Is Johnny Gaudreau the guy that's going to win us the Stanley Cup? No. Do you know that in the last five seasons, Johnny Gaudreau is tied for second in most giveaways in the National Hockey League, regular season? That's bad. That's bad. Think about all the giveaways we watched this year. It's frustrating. Don't forget, some players get you to the playoffs. Some get you over the top. Gaudreau might get us there. But are you happy with just playoff losses? Or do we ever want to see a Stanley Cup parade in Calgary again? Because I do. So let me run through what my 2020 roster would be. Line one would have Tkachuk on the left, centered by Monahan, Lindholm on the right. I would have Mangiapane on the left, Backlund in the middle, Ryan DeZingle on the right. Third line, Lucic in the left, Bennett at center, Dubé on the right. Fourth line, Tobias Reeder at left, Derek Ryan at right, and either Glenn Gaudin or Stefan Nosen on the right-hand side. Hopefully Glenn Gaudin. It's time. It's time to start using some of our young talent. Strengths. I think we're fairly strong up the middle. I like our centers. Monahan, Backlund, Bennett, Ryan. Yeah, that's good. Not great. We're still missing that number one guy, but I don't think you can just go get him because they're not growing on trees. Mangiapane, Dubé have the potential, but need to continue an upward track, and I think they will. Tkachuk, enough said there. The guy does everything for us. Weaknesses? Need to add scoring depth on the wings. I think we're going to fight with that for a while. This isn't a roster you can just make a couple tweaks. I think this is a good roster. I don't think it's a great roster. I think the wing depth would even come if we could have that number one center to fill that Monahan spot and have Bennett on the wing. I don't know. Lucic contract isn't going to help us, you guys. It's just not as much as he was adequate in the playoffs. I mean, I don't know if this guy's the answer, but it is what it is. For three more years at 5.25, we can't run from it. It's there. It's not going anywhere. Yeah, and I just said it before. Another weakness is it's time for young prospects to step up. We can't afford to play all these big contracts, and we need some ELCs to produce at that $900,000 contract. If you look at teams that are producing and making long playoff runs, they have one, two, three guys that fill those wings so that they can have some lower salaries that mesh well with the bigger salaries and allow you to have depth without overpayment. Is there any other way to put that? The outlook for this year in the offensive part of the Flames is really honestly a lot of unanswered questions on what really will happen. Will Johnny Gaudreau really get traded? Will Sean Monahan really get traded? My gut honestly tells me right now that neither one of the two will be traded and they'll both be back. But we do need to add something up front. We need to shake this up. We need to change the look of this forward group. We've been going to bat with it every year saying, yeah, looks good, looks good, looks good. But this doesn't get us anywhere. It's time to make those changes. And as scary as it is changing the core, it definitely is time. The city of Calgary deserves it. These players deserve it. And I don't think you need to just change everything on the core. I think you need to make a couple key changes. And I think big dividends can be played because this team is not a bad hockey team.
Are you at Kenny Rogers now? Or no, that's your...
No, 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 no. It's just my display name. It's still at Kent State Bar, but...
Is Rogers your middle name? Sorry, I don't even know.
No, you don't know who Kenny Rogers is? The gambler?
No.
What?
I'm a deer in headlights, buddy. I'm a deer in headlights.
Anyways, Kenny Rogers, very infamous country singer. And also just what the O-Dog has deemed my nickname. He just keeps calling me Kenny Rogers or referring to me in the third person as the gambler. So
O-Dog.
He was roasting me the other day on Overdrive on Labor Day because I shot him a text message during the show.
No way.
I have to say something. Kenny Rogers, I know you can hear this right now. Don't ever text me on my personal phone. He just texted me and said, I'm doing updates, guy.
I love it. Good man, Kenny. He's working.
But he was roasting me on air, man. I was at work doing the updates, and he was saying that I got the day off, so I had to defend my honor.
Not Another Leafs Podcast. New episodes Mondays on the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, time to go through a little bit of Flames news and lots of things this week to talk about. Johnny Gaudreau, yeah, we talked about him earlier in the show, and you probably didn't like it, but we're talking about him in a good light now. He got engaged this week to his now fiance Meredith, and in good teammate tradition, Sean Monahan follows it up and does the same with his now fiance Brittany. Congratulations to both those Flames players. We like watching you on the ice, and happy to see that your personal life is going in positive directions. Who is this year's, or excuse me, I saw this week, and I thought, I should know this. But it was a graph that had who every team's leading franchise playoff goal leader was. And I thought, well, I know who Calgary's is, right? Yeah, I guessed wrong. Did you guys know that Joe Mullen is our all-time franchise leading goal scorer with 35? I did not know that. That was a shocker to me. Other news from around the league, Gary Bettman assures that Seattle, their entry into the National Hockey League will not be delayed and they will begin play in 2021-22. So they will be in the same division as the Calgary Flames. Calgary Flames prospect Joseph Kinneval is now out 3 weeks with a shoulder injury. He's playing in the SHL for HB71. Always fun to kind of follow the prospects and see who's doing well and unfortunately, in this case, who got injured? Great news is the Flames are expected to unveil their alternate and Heritage Classic jerseys as their primary threads. And we're going to see that at the draft on October 6th. There'll be no alternate jersey until 21-22. No idea what that'll be. But next year, it looks like we're going to see the old 80s Flames white jerseys and the old 80s Flames red jerseys with red helmet and red pants. And I don't know what you guys think, but I love it. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see the old style Flames, and maybe that'll shake things up too. And maybe change a few things, but on to this week's Facebook poll. And I tell you what, I use Facebook a lot to talk Flames hockey and with my Flames fans, friends, or whatever you want to call them. But there's four Facebook groups that I'm part of, and that is Flames Hub, Calgary Flames Official Facebook Fan Club, Calgary Flames Fan Page, and Calgary Flames Fans. Now, this is where I talk Flames stuff through the week. Touch base on rumors, touch base on happenings, get opinions, kind of judge where other Flames fans are thinking on things, and maybe sometimes pull myself back to reality when I get a little bit hasty in my decisions and my thoughts about the Flames. This week's question, I posed it on all four of them. I usually do it on one. I posed it on all four of them. My question was, trade Johnny Gaudreau or keep Johnny Gaudreau? Well, I gotta love all these fans. Like, I got a record number of responses. I got 1,962 votes in just over 24 hours. That's amazing. Can you imagine that? And the response actually surprised me. Now, what would have been interesting if I could have ran this the day after the Flames got knocked out of the playoffs, I got a feeling my answer would be different. But Flames fans have, I don't know, I guess, come to their senses. But a total of 1,365 polled people think that they should keep Johnny Gaudreau, and 597 said they should trade Johnny Gaudreau. Yes, I have to admit, I'm one of the 597. That's 30% of fans think Johnny Gaudreau should be traded, and 70% of the fans think Johnny Gaudreau should be kept. I don't know. That number shocked me. I'm not ripping on Flames fans. I think that that Johnny Gaudreau is fine. I would love to see more emotion, more spark, more fire, more grit. This is a big boy sport, and you got to play through some difficult situations. But yeah, this number is amazing to see. I'm a little bit surprised, but yeah, it's cool. I want to hear what everybody else thinks, and in this case, I'm in the minority, and that's okay. We all are entitled to our opinions, right? But it'll be interesting, and I will say, Flames fans, I am a realist. I would say my gut tells me that Johnny Gaudreau doesn't get moved, and I do think Brad Treliving is talking. I think that he is fielding offers, but I also think that the return probably isn't as high as what any of us dreamed it would be. And for that reason, I think Johnny Gaudreau stays in Calgary, and I think Johnny Gaudreau will be part of the Flames next season.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
Well, Flames fans, as we head into, and I not head into, continue into the offseason and the uncertainty of what lies ahead, we do have some busy weeks coming up with the draft coming up, and we'll have a special show on that, and free agency, which we'll have a special show on that also. We got some really cool shows coming up with guests and fan episodes and just everything coming up ahead. I'm really excited for the next few weeks and some of the shows and ideas and things we have in the works for Flames Unfiltered. Then we'll take maybe a couple weeks off during the dead off season and jump right back into the 2020-21 season. And we pray and hope it starts in December or in January. Oh boy, time will tell on that one. We'll have to just wait and see and be patient. Hey, we were patient all March and April and May and June and July for that matter. In August, we got hockey back, and boy, was that a blessing. Big news for next year, Calgary Flames will have the Hot Mic Game of the Week, where you can join me in watching a Calgary Flames game and talk, discuss, break down, do everything, complain, cheer, as we watch a Flames game together once a week this year on Hot Mic. You can also check out Flames Unfiltered on Instagram now. Just look up Flames Unfiltered. You'll find us there. We're just getting started on Instagram. Should be a lot of fun. On the next episode of Flames Unfiltered, we will put a bow on the massive roster restructure. It's been a blast. I will discuss the current roster and summarize what my roster would look like next year. And then our favorite guest, Audie James, joins the show, and he'll give his input on what he would do to shake up the Flames roster. It'll be another fun and exciting show, and I'm really looking forward to it. Well, Flames fans, enjoy the Stanley Cup Finals, and we'll talk with you next week on Flames Unfiltered. Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. New episodes every Monday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.